Warning, the following podcast may contain descriptions that some listeners may find distressing. Listener discretion is advised. Any views are all our own and do not in any way reflect the places where we work.
Welcome to Mini Mad or Bad.
My name is Rachel.
And I'm Neil. And this week we shall be talking about the phenomenon of victim blaming.
So we'll get straight into it. The phenomenon of victim blaming can be described as holding the victim of a crime at fault for that very crime that befell them. The term has historical links to racism and social injustice of black people in the United States and was originally coined by the psychologist William Ryan in his book Blaming the Victim, which was published in 1971. Ryan's book was actually written to refute the theory of Moynihan's work in 1965, titled The Negro Family, The Case for National Action. Basically, to put it short, Moynihan attributed the experiencing of low socioeconomic status, poor housing and violence experienced by black people to an in quotes, disrupted familial structure, as opposed to the fact that these factors in reality are due to social structures and other complicated political factors completely outside of the control of the victims themselves.
According to the As One project, experiencing victim blaming can be critically damaging to someone who has been a victim of sexual violence. Survivors commonly experience a loss of sense of personal safety, a loss of control over their own body, and an increased sense of vulnerability in the aftermath of an assault. Because sexual violence involves a violation of one of the most intimate parts of a person, both physically and emotionally, hearing insinuations that the survivor somehow brought that pain onto themselves can severely worsen feelings of self-blame that they may already be experiencing. Even hearing victim-blaming comments not directed towards a survivor can cause a chilling effect that might lead a survivor to not disclose the past experience for fear of shame and judgment. This is part of why it is so important to challenge victim-blaming statements if you hear them. You never know the experiences of those around you. Victim blaming that takes place both on individual and societal levels is a significant threat to survivors being able to safely disclose their experiences and seek help.
So looking at modern day victim blaming, we tend to see this mostly with females who have experienced sexual assault and rape, but it can also be in relation to more mundane criminal experiences or experiences of crime such as robbery or pickpocketing. So rape victims are blamed for what they wear, you know, how they behave.
Because we had a talk about this, actually. We listened back to the Dawn Ashworth and Linda Mann episode, didn't we? Just as a, you know, like a quality control thing. Just listen back and just see how we might be able to.
And I came across...
It was Dawn, wasn't it, that was walking back along the path?
No, it was... Yeah, it was Dawn.
And it was...
And I said... what did I say?
Well, it was it was in daylight, wasn't it, or something? And you
basically said something along the lines of... kind of insinuating that she shouldn't be walking in a quiet kind of a place on her own. But it's like, actually, she should be able to walk wherever she needs to walk.
Well, I think
because it's the person who did the crime that's at fault here, not anyone else.
I think we said that. But to be fair to you, though, Rachel, when you said that, it was only because obviously we knew what happened. Well, everyone knows now that listened to it. We knew what happened to her. So it was only out of, I think, some of that because we researched the case.
No, I think it's a perfect example of victim blaming, though. So rape victims, as I said, are blamed for what they wear, how they behave, you know, where they go, what they do, as if to say that somehow they've brought it upon themselves, which is obviously completely wrong. But similarly, victims of robbery are blamed for, you know, for example, leaving their phone in their back pocket or, you know, leaving a window open or something. But it's actually, in reality...
Yeah,
They're not asking for that crime to take place.
No, they're not. They're not. But I think when you talk about victim blaming, I do again, I'm probably now victim blaming, but but when you see it's especially women, isn't it, when they've got the mobile phone, most sometimes like in the back pocket of the jeans.
Yeah, but you should be able to do that. It's the criminal that's choosing to be a criminal.
Yeah, but any conversation as regarding victim blaming has to be borne in mind the actual society that we're living in, if that makes any sense at all. We're not living in a utopia where things don't happen, do they? And it's not about victim blaming.
But things don't just happen. People choose to do things.
Not about victim blaming. I'm the last person that would. But sometimes when you see phones in the, you know, you've got these phones that can be. I mean, what?
If you saw a phone though, you wouldn't nick it.
I wouldn't nick it, but it does make me. But I see it and I think, Jesus, you know. And I suppose I've got to stop myself there because I was going to say, Jesus, you're flipping asking to get your phone nicked.
But that's victim blaming.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it's so like normal to do it though that you just that's what you think, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is a shame that people can't walk around, you know. But I don't know. It's a tough one. I get what you're saying.
We're discussing it in the context of the society that we live in.
Yeah.
But the society that we live in is made by. I mean, when we're talking about criminal things, that's because people choose to be criminals.
Yeah, that's true.
So interestingly, a professor of psychology at the University of the South called Sherry Hamby. Mm. So she was called Sherry Hamby, and she speaks out about victim blaming in the context of a just world hypothesis. So quoting her, she says, I think the biggest factor that promotes victim blaming is something called the just world hypothesis. It's the idea that people deserve what happens to them. There's just a really strong need to believe that we all deserve our outcomes and consequences. Close quote. So it just seems to be something embedded in our human nature that we like to blame people.
The just world bias was researched substantially by a psychologist called Melvin Lerner in the 1960s. You may remember this experiment if you've ever studied psychology or nursing. Hi all. We just want to let you know how thankful we are for Best Fiends for sponsoring this episode of Mad or Bad.
Want to know a little about Best Fiends? Best Fiends is a fun puzzle game that you can play on your phone, whether online or offline. It's a cute, super casual game that anyone can really play. I'm currently at home with a week-old baby, which is amazing and fun, but sometimes it's nice to have something to challenge my baby brain with and keep those brain juices working. That's where Best Fiends comes in.
It's nice for Rachel as she can play while she's feeding the baby, and can put it down and pick it back up as she likes. I'm not sure whether baby brain extends to dads, but either way, it's fun to have an easy game that anyone can play on my phone. I also enjoy how I don't actually need to play it online. It can be played offline too.
Best Fiends updates the game monthly, so there are always new levels, new characters to collect, and new challenges, so you'll never ever get bored. The game is everywhere at the moment.
Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play, and let us know on social media how much you're enjoying the game.
That's friends without the R.
Best Fiends. Nursing is in kind of mental health nursing because you obviously study psychology.
I studied psychology when I did general nursing.
Did you? Well, yeah. I suppose...
Depends on the programme.
You do an element, yeah. These experiments involved women who were asked to observe what appeared to be learning by punishment. When the learner, actually an actor, gave a wrong answer, she received painful electric shocks. Christ, I don't know if you can get away with doing this now.
It's such a, like, 19...
Unless you signed up to it,
I always pick these funny experiments from the 1960s, because you'd never get away with doing them these days.
Afterwards, observers were asked to describe how they felt about the victim, how likeable or morally worthy she appeared to be. One group of women that just saw the victim get repeatedly shocked tended to criticise her. But another group, which, before being asked to characterise the victim, was told that she was not seriously harmed, did not engage in victim blaming. Seeing innocent people get hurt with no resolution of the situation violated the observer's sense of the world as just. In order to reduce the threat, they saw the victim as deserving of her fate. Several other iterations of this experiment showed that the more innocent the experimenters made the victim seem in an unresolved situation, the more she was devalued. Interesting.
It's just a weird experiment, though, isn't it? An excellent example of victim blaming in real life and at its absolute worst is a trial that took place in Cork, Ireland in 2018. Names are not published to protect the victim, who was 17 years old at the time. And also the name of the alleged perpetrator has not been published because he got off. So,
well, he got off or, well, we'll see.
I mean, I don't know whether he is guilty or not, but
yeah. No, they just didn't. Off. He was found not guilty.
He was found not guilty. So a 27-year-old male was alleged to have raped the 17-year-old girl. I don't think the finer details of the trial should even be, you know, spoken about. It's really not applicable in a sense to this case. However, you'll be surprised and disgusted by what I'm about to describe. So bearing in mind that this all happened in court, as part of the defence lawyer told the jury, this was in the closing statement, and this is in quotes, "You have to look at the way she was dressed. She was wearing a thong with a lace front," in quotes. He literally held up a pair of knickers in front of the whole court in his closing argument. I mean, I just...
Unbelievable.
I have no words. And I was going to say something really sexist, like, it's typical, it was a man, but actually, that would be really sexist. So I'm going to hold back on that. So basically,
I mean, he's a defence lawyer, isn't he? I mean, who's to say that a woman wouldn't do the same? I know what you're saying.
No, that is sexist, though. You shouldn't say that, because I can't presume a woman wouldn't do the same. In his closing argument, the defence lawyer was trying to argue that wearing lacy knickers implied consent to sex, which is obviously fucking ludicrous and a total load of bullshit. Even if, in a way, it did imply that maybe she was looking for somebody that night, I'm pretty sure she wasn't looking to get raped.
Well, it doesn't imply consent, does it?
No.
That's just two separate, complete different things.
You just, like, it just makes me so fucking angry. Yeah. And the accused was subsequently acquitted. I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of this case.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the chap...
Whether he did it or not, I don't know. But
yeah,
the fact,
but the discussion
is,
around the, you know,
the lacy knickers being, you know, consent. She was looking for it.
Yeah.
That's just
and
fucking
again,
disgusting.
And again, she may have been that night, but that does not...
Well, we've all been out clubbing, like, we've all been, you know, that age. That's fine, but that we're not asking to get raped.
No, absolutely. Terrible.
And we're also entitled to change our mind at whatever point that may be.
Needless to say, there was absolute uproar in Ireland. In Dublin, women hung thongs on clotheslines along pavements in the city centre. In Cork, protesters laid lingerie across the steps of the courthouse and online under the hashtag #ThisIsNotConsent. Irish women posted photographs of their underwear in all shapes, colours and materials to protest the use of such techniques in court. Yeah, it's absolutely bloody ridiculous.
It's fucking, like, ridiculous. Like, it makes me so
angry. And you've got
angry.
That 17-year-old girl who was in court, presumably at the time.
Yeah.
Who was having to... Jesus Christ.
It's awful.
Can you imagine that? Awful. Mary Crilly, director of the Cork Sexual Violence Centre, said, I quote, "My issue isn't just the barrister, it's the system that allows it." She also said, "What a woman wears is her business and does not indicate interest or consent. It's never her fault," she said. "We're allowing the perpetrators to get away." However, I mean, again, just going back to this 27-year-old chap on this, you know, he was acquitted.
Yeah.
So we're not...
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. But the fact is,
it's more about
either way, it's irrelevant, because people have, you know, gotten raped before regardless.
Well,
and people do, like, you do hear people saying shit like, "She was asking for it."
Yeah.
Or, "Have you seen the way she looked?" Or, "Look at what she was wearing."
Yeah.
No wonder.
Also,
she was looking for it.
Yeah, and I'm not suggesting it was... I remember, was it last week? There was a big thing online about that twat Piers Morgan. Opinionated, or, well, no, he can have an opinion, of course he can. He said some stuff about, I don't know the quotes, but about mental health before, about it being overused and, you know, everyone's got depression and da 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 and all this bollocks. There's a weather lady on the, she does the weather.
No,
is it
shit.
Good Morning TV, GMT, whatever it's called. AMTV, whatever.
GMTV.
Is that what, so what it's called? I don't know.
Do you mean the Lorraine show?
No, that she starts at 9 o'clock, the one that's before.
I don't know.
It's on ITV.
Good
anyway.
Morning or something.
Yeah, it's on ITV anyway. And I think her name's, is it Laura Tobin who does the weather? She had the, on one, she had these kind of leather, whether they were leather or not, or PV, leather look tight trousers.
On. Which are in fashion at the moment. Yeah, so not she, that it should make a difference.
And she wants to wear them. So, you know.
Well,
and
yeah.
Piers Morgan said something along the lines of, this is on online anyway, saying something along the lines of, it didn't insinuate that she should be raped. I'm not saying that at all, Piers Morgan, if you're listening to this. I know you didn't
say that.
I hope
you're not, though, because we don't like you.
But anyway, he said something along the line, this is live on telly, something along the line of, first he called, I think he called them hot pants. And then he said, oh, you're wanting to get noticed.
That is so fucking...
And she said, and she said something like, no, I like them. They feel nice on. And you know, and what's wrong with...
Wearing a pair of trousers?
If she looks in a mirror and thinks, yeah, I look nice in them, what's wrong with that?
Well, the thing is, though...
It might not be to get noticed.
But no one would ever say that to a man.
Not on a prime time...
It would never happen.
No. Not on a television thing like that, yeah. And he wasn't, I'm not suggesting he wasn't victim blaming because there was no victim, but it's sort of...
Well, it's just that sexist fucking shit, yeah. Isn't it? Like?
Yeah, and you know, I don't know Piers Morgan personally. He might be a lovely bloke, I'm sure
no,
he is.
No, I don't like him.
Well, I mean, I don't know him. I'm just commenting on that, that's all. That's just my opinion.
But yeah, it's good to be aware of these things, though, because it definitely made me aware of...
It's just weird, like if you look on YouTube or something, I'm sure it's on there.
No, I just mean victim blaming in
oh, absolutely,
in
yeah.
general.
So it is.
Because I don't think I even realised that I actually, like, thought that way in a way.
Hmm.
But yeah, it is good
well,
to be
well, I said about the phone thing, didn't I? You know?
Yeah. Hmm. But it...
Where did that come from, actually? I've noticed, like, the last few years. Not that I walk around
lots
looking at women's
women.
Arses, but...
Well.
But they do... Only yours, Melly. But
my big
is that like
pregnant
a fashion thing? Is that what?
I don't know.
Have you not noticed that though?
No, I have noticed it, but I've
last
no idea.
Last sort of 3-4 years, or is it just because
I
women's jeans are generally
people have pockets
and you can't get it in the?
No, I think it's just people have pockets and it's just.
Yeah, but I didn't used to notice
useful.
It.
Don't know.
Anyway, so we're going offline here.
Offline.
Offline, not offline. Off.
We're going offline, lad.
No, I just noticed that. So. Finally, I know we've been arsing around, but if you or your loved ones have been affected by rape or sexual assault, and I know we've spoke primarily about women in the example I gave about Piers Morgan and the Rachel.
But it is
canticle.
Where it mostly occurs,
men as well.
Though, to be
men
fair.
As well, obviously.
Yeah, that's
in
true.
In fact, yeah, I mean, just recently, Red Ander did the
yes.
chap that was found guilty of raping
yeah.
God knows how many people. So
men also do get
well
raped and
yeah.
can be sexually assaulted.
So please note, however difficult it, I'm sure it is, difficult to come forward, there is help out there. And we'll in the show notes, we've put a few people in there. Obviously the police in the first instance, or go to your nearest emergency department if you require emergency physical health. So thank you for listening to this episode of Mini Mad or Bad.
Yes, we will see you next week for a full-length episode.
We'll see you then. Thank you.
Cheers, bye.
Thanks, bye.
As always, catch us on facebook.com/madorbad. You can catch us on Twitter. Our handle is @madorbadthepod. And also, we now have a Patreon account. So please go look us up. It is patreon.com/madorbad. You can access exclusive content. We have exclusive episodes only available to Patreon supporters. So, go find us.